When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Hello, and welcome to the Variety Radio Online. We are dedicated to bringing you news, reviews, and interviews from the world of entertainment. I'm Michelle, and my co-host tonight is running the switchboard and screening all the calls. That is the fabulous Amy.
Yay!
Tonight, we're really excited. We have coming on with us tonight Stephen Graham, Matt Dallas, and Charlie Bewley. We'll be talking about Thunder Road and their Kickstarter project. Now, Thunder Road, it's an independent film these guys are working on. It's about a post-war, the life of three soldiers who served in the United States in Iraq and in Afghanistan. This project is very dear to all three of these guys. They did extensive research traveling the U.S. and talking to real veterans who experienced post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of their time served in the military. The film will examine how difficult it can be to return to civilian life and the psychological effects of trying to fit back into the civilian world. Now, the guys are using Kickstarter. Kickstarter has become one of the most effective ways to find backers for the film industry or even another project that someone might be working on, not necessarily always films. But Kickstarter helps projects really get started. Where a film may not find necessarily the right backing, Kickstarter is a way for fans and different businesses who can support that. The funding goes through the website, and it has different levels and tiers, and people can pick as little or as much as they want to put into the project. So it's a very exciting way for someone who's trying to get a project kickstarted. And so they use this program and approach worldwide to get the funding to get a project off the ground. It's a very great way, and it's exciting to have fans and different people to be able to participate in a project so they can feel like they're part of what's happening. So we're really excited about the guys joining us tonight, and we're going to talk about several things. We also put out to our Twitter fans for them to send in questions. So we have several great questions tonight from the Twitter. And also we have the guys joining us, and it'd be just a second. I think they are almost all here. I see a couple popping onto the screen, so I'm very excited
Michelle,
about that.
Michelle.
Yes.
You have Stephen, Matt, and Charlie.
Hey, you guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Tonight we're going to obviously talk about your wonderful project you guys have going on with Kickstarter called Thunder Road. Before we jump into all our questions and things like that, we'd love for you to tell a little bit about Thunder Road and what inspired you guys for this project. So kind of give us a little bit of background and where it started.
Well, this is Charlie. Hey, hey, Michelle. We're not getting any feedback,
hey.
Are we? We're very loud with them. Let's make sure.
I'm not hearing feedback. You're good.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, I was first approached by this. I would leave it in a Starbucks in London, and my friend Stephen, who I've been friends with for some time at the time, he called me, and he's all excited, and he's like, you're going to be in my movie. This is the movie he'd been talking about, you know, and certain 80 nights previously. And it was, Stephen, he just come to a point in his career where he just wanted to start creating versus, doing what we all do down here in Hollywood, which is, you know, wait for jobs to come. And since then, which is about 2.5 years ago, he's been working very tirelessly on this script. Some of your listeners might remember we did a road trip 2 years ago around the country when we spoke to hundreds and hundreds of people, veterans, their families, mm-hmm. their support network, collecting information on to eventually you know, which would act as the foundations of this script. So now we've come to the point where we are ready. We have the script. It's fantastic. But what we wanted to do, we wanted to put it in the people's hands to get it funded. So that's where we're at right now. And Kickstarter is a wonderful platform for that. I'm sure everyone's aware of Zach Braff and the Veronica Mars campaigns that are so successful. And so by doing this Kickstarter alone, we are putting the project out there, getting tons of marketing behind it and a lot of awareness behind what we're doing, especially because it's such a great cause in veterans and war. And so that it kind of acts as a sort of, killing two birds with one stone.
Well, I know Amy and I, we're very excited for you guys and excited about helping and being part of this project with you guys as you take this journey. How did you guys decide on the title Thunder Road?
This is Stephen Graham here.
Hey, Stephen.
Hi. It's explained in the film, and it's more of a metaphorical term that is explained during one of the final deployment. You have to wait. but it is explained, and
it's a big twist in the movie. You can't hear it.
Okay. So anyway, but I'll tell you too, just to expand on what Charlie said. My grandfather was a prisoner of war during the Second World War, and I grew up with hearing his stories as a child, and I was always sort of fascinated by this side of things, and I began writing sort of into a journal stories from when the war first broke out in Iraq in 2003, but I didn't officially start writing full-time the script until 2 years ago, and then since then I've been working full-time on it. And we finished it, and we began taking meetings here in Hollywood, and we quickly learned that there was little interest for this sort of a film. And, we weren't discouraged. We decided, with a platform like Kickstarter, that we could let the country make that decision rather than the executive. And so here we are.
No, I think it's great. I really do. And my father served in Vietnam. So, I think a lot of us are affected. Now, I think I'm getting feedback.
Michelle?
Yes.
I think everyone's affected, ultimately.
I do. I agree.
Because, we all know someone who's gone to war. We all know someone. Veterans are amongst us all over the place. You might not see it, but they are very well disguised because they look just like you and me. But, if you can ascertain their subtle sort of psychological differences, then you realize that there's so many of them around, like one in 15 right now.
Yeah, well, it goes to so many of us too, because of Vietnam and World War II. Like, we have an image in our mind of what a veteran is, that's just not true. It's like so many people that come back, and this is, we can attest to it, going out there on our road trip 2 years ago, that so many of the men and women coming back are actually younger than us. And it just blows your mind that at 18, 19, 20, it's just horrific what some of these people have seen.
Yeah. When we talk about doing a veterans movie, I think there's a really strange, not strange, but it's an archaic connotation associated with the word veteran. Veterans are younger than us right now, and most of them are, coming back from the war a lot younger than us. And they're as young as 19 and 20 years old. This won't be like an old cronies movie. With absolute respect to these guys, there's a new wave of veterans in this world, and they have their whole lives to live in front of them with these incredible experiences out in the Middle East primarily. And they come back with these incredible experiences, and they feel disassociated with society just because of, for many, many reasons. But which we won't go into. But the fact is that these guys are young and they're, you know, they're looking and, you know, they've got cool haircuts, and but they are still veterans and these dudes still struggle.
I think you're right. I think that because we are still actually over in Afghanistan, I mean, they're coming back every day, and you're right. They're so much younger than us, and they're fighting for our country, and they're coming back to struggle, you know, emotionally and physically. So I think that you have definitely hit a new generation, and that's part of why I'm excited that you guys are telling a different story, not the same old twist. And I'm not saying the same old twist in a bad way. It's just you guys are definitely reaching out to add a different spin to what's happening. And I appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think we've collectively agreed that, you know, if all we do is give a voice to this generation's soldiers, the families, the doctors, the loved ones, and so on, and bring this message and educate the masses, we'd be very, very, very happy. And that's what we're aiming to do. And I should also say, as heart-wrenching as this story is, it's also very heartwarming. And I think a lot of people associate with veteran-type films as very, you know, depressing and this and that, but it's actually very uplifting. And it's like, you know, an underdog story. And, you know, we're really excited to get it out there to people.
Some of our Twitter followers sent in some great questions. I'd love to ask you guys some of the questions. Franco asked, what are you most excited about for the audience to see in Thunder Road?
Well, I think a lot of it is actually very close to what we were just talking about. It's like, that we're giving a voice to a younger generation of veterans. And I'm just excited to kind of like be able to lift that veil on what it is to be a veteran today.
Yeah, because it really hasn't been done before, Michelle. It seems like this is like an age-old topic, but going back to what we said, this is like with young people now, young people coming back and living in a modern world, with Twitter and Facebook and mobile phones and stuff, which is just not what you should. The conversations with veterans, it's just not the same thing. So the greatness of this movie lies in its ability to unveil what is already existing in our society in a highly truthful and very, very, very visceral way. So many of your listeners are very, very, you know, young, and they might, you know, having heard that word veteran might have been associated with it, but this is like could not be more relevant to the youth today, because those are the people who are going to integrate these guys back best when they come back to society. And I think that the youth of today is very, very conscious of stuff that, you know, the youth of my generation might, you know, kind of wasn't. So I think it's really relevant to your whole listenership.
Yeah, I agree. Bona, she asked, what do you think will be your greatest challenge in filming this movie?
I think the greatest challenge is in raising the money first.
I would agree.
You know, like, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. We got a long way ahead of ourselves to start a campaign.
I think you got a lot of people excited, though. So.
Yeah. Well, we're massively excited to film. But, I mean, first of all, we're going to get on the road in the next few days and go all the way across America, talking to as many people as we can, again, fundraisers.
And if you're waiting, if you're listening right now and you're waiting to pledge, don't wait any longer. Please go online and pledge.
You know, it's funny, like, I'm obviously talking about Kickstarter and it being like a long road. It's just funny because all of us, this is the first time. I mean, like, Steven's made a road. Directed and written a short film, but this is the first for all three of us actually producing and creating and being part of a project from the very beginning. So it's just so exciting for us to come on board and not even like our like actor hat is kind of so put to the side right now. But I think we're all like the actual shooting and like playing of the roles. I mean, trust me, we've talked about it. Like hundreds and hundreds of conversations about the actual playing and like the shooting of it. But right now, I think we're just so in the zone of like getting this movie made, funded.
Right, and it kind of leads up. You just mentioned something that kind of goes to my next question. Jaminy, she asked that what will each of your characters be like and how will they be different from each other? I know you guys just mentioned again you're kind of at wanting to get all the money and get started, but I know you've got the script, so you kind of know the characters enough that can you answer that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually a great question. With kind of because we get like all three of us play soldiers, obviously returning home, and then the way that they each deal with kind of reacclimating back to civilian life, and it's kind of, and I mean, I'm sure Steven can probably talk more on this being that he wrote the script, but it's cool that like we've had the opportunity to kind of like showcase like three different scenarios or like three different paths that, you know, soldiers like kind of the men and women come home. And the way that they each deal with either PTSD or just whatever kind of struggles or issues that they have trying to, like, get back into that normal life. So, I mean, I don't know, specifically going, maybe Steven can talk more about, like, the difference between the three characters.
Well, I can tell you, I'll tell you how they were researched. Aside from collecting stories all across the country, my character was mostly based on a veteran named Sergeant Brad Link, who's with the 187th Mountain Division. And I lived in his sister's attic in December of 2011 and worked with him on the script every day. And he struggles with PTSD. He saw three of his men get killed in Iraq right in front of his eyes, and one of them happened to be his best friend. And so every bit, every attention to detail, I've spared no expense in the writing. He, you know, and bless his heart, he opened up to me and was so generous. And my character is very much based on him. And Matt's character, who plays my best friend in the film, is, you know, we served on the bunny system. Sorry. We have
an emergency.
Anyway, ambulance going by. Anyway, Matt's character, who plays my best friend, is a very sensitive, very likable character who is going down a very, very troubled path. And, you know, we're both sort of in it together. Charlie's character plays a British soldier who we will meet originally in one of the deployments, who plays a very key role in some of the things that happen during those deployments. So on that note, too, I was just saying, in terms of the research, too, we did hours and hours of role-playing with PTSD clinicians and doctors and neuropsychologists and so on to get this right.
Mike, the movie guy, sent in a question. While you guys were doing the research, did y'all ever get told, or did you get the feeling that someone didn't really want to tell their story?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. There's definitely, yeah, I mean, there's no question. There was
okay.
There was a learning curve for us, too, in terms of, you know, we're all educated guys, and we're all, you know, I'm relatively sensitive people with common sense, and, you know, there's, you know, a way to do things and there's a way not to do things. And honestly, I can tell you across the country, in the UK and Canada, people were very, very surprisingly open. They were very generous in what they shared, very intimate. You know, some of the things that were being shared with us were being shared for the very first time. I mean, these were words that maybe hadn't been spoken before, things that weren't shared with the individual spouse.
Now, I'd love to, I'll ask one last Twitter question, and then we'll, actually, Amy has a Twitter, a phone call in. Let's go ahead and go to that phone call question. Amy, is that
awesome.
Cool?
Yeah, this is Ashley, and she has been waiting for a while on the phone line for you guys. So I'm going to bring her in.
Right on.
Ashley,
oh,
you're on
gosh.
Air.
Oh, my gosh, are you serious? Yay.
Hi, Ashley.
Is that Matt? Oh, my gosh. Sorry. I know you're running a little out of time.
How's it going?
Going It's going good. I just wanted to tell you, I really, really, really appreciate y'all making this movie. My dad, my father is a veteran. He's a, even though he was in the Vietnam War, he it still means a lot to me. And my best friend, who is actually in basic training right now, it's just, it means a whole lot to me.
Well, it means so much. I mean, your support, and then, like, it means so much to us, what they're doing for us and our country. So please send our love and thanks to them.
Okay, I love you.
Do you have a question, Ashley?
Yeah. Do you like you, when you all go on the road? Like, do you all plan like to go to just major cities or like small towns?
That's funny you should say that, really, because we've just been debating that what we should do, where we should go. But
you should come to here.
Where are you?
I actually live in Versailles, Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky! I love Kentucky. Listen, I mean, we are doing a big tour and we are visiting, you know, many, many places. We have fundraisers set up on our behalf. Obviously, to spread the word best, we have to get to the big cities and do press there, because they obviously cover the whole of the state. But I think really, you know, who we really want to talk to and who we really want to get our message to is people just like you, who have fathers, you know, friends in the military. And a lot of those people exist outside the big cities. So it's kind of like, it's kind of double-edged sword in the sense that we have to go to the big cities to spread the word. But really, what we really want to do is we want to go around all the small towns and speak with everyone like we did in the first trip. So, I mean, it's down to people like you to, you know, as well to help us spread our message, you know, in the next 40 days. As much as we're going out and doing press, this is all about word of mouth as well. And I think that everyone who takes a look at the video and takes the time to watch it all, it is long because there's a lot to say about this subject, and we're very, very thorough with what we want to say. So people who do watch this video have been massively inspired, brought to tears in some instances by Matt. And just, you know, can really, really see where the heart of this project is. And, you know, it's getting people to sit down and watch the whole thing and really understand where this project comes from. That really is our challenge, right?
Well, Ashley, thank you for calling in.
Oh.
Thank you, Ashley.
I was going to say, speaking of Kickstarter and the project, everyone can give as little or as much as they want. There's no set limit, you guys. Fans, Twitters, everyone out there, there's no set limit. And the guys have done a great job. Please go watch this. And the guys have done a great job of setting up incentives. And Amy and I were talking about these wonderful incentives you guys came up with. Some of them are really great.
Yes, yeah, and I have a plan. I have a plan, a VRO plan, to back the $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But we do. We have a plan.
Incredible.
We're amazing. Excited. Yeah, we're going to work on it, and hopefully we can get that done pretty quickly. So we're going to start working on that probably tomorrow.
Yeah, that's amazing. And your gift of dissemination is also so gratefully appreciated. You know, we know how many people listen to your show and respect you at the station. So, and I've been on there a couple of times, and I've always just had good questions and great people come on. So, yeah, thank you very much for your listenership.
Yeah, I have a couple of last quick questions. One of them is, have you guys connected to any groups to promote this project, like Wounded Soldier, the different veteran groups for alumni veterans or anything like that? Have you connected with the VFW, anything that you guys have connected with to promote the project?
The answer to that is yes. We're just kind of... It's not a particularly easy process, to be honest. It's been very difficult. But we are trying to get the word out through them. And if anyone that is listening that is a part of those organizations, we could definitely use your help and would be very, very grateful for it.
I do have, we need to talk after the show, I do have an idea for one alumni group, group here at Georgia Tech, have already started posting at the college website and their military alumni for your project. Uh-huh. So it may be something that we want to connect with stronger for you guys.
That would be great.
Yeah, and I think that's just the way forward. This is going to be a slow burner. We're going to get there. But we need all these support groups. We're just trying to infiltrate them and spread the message from within so they can capture their own network of followers and spread our word, having become passionate about the project themselves from watching the video. So it's difficult for some of the bigger organizations to be a film crew and movies and all this kind of stuff, and it's not the sort of thing that you usually associate with fundraising, but this is a film about the people, for the people, and we put it into their hands to help us make it, because the people who will benefit from this the most is, well, everyone will, but, I mean, to integrate these veterans back into our society and to get to spread awareness on stuff they're going through, that can only be good for society, considering how many veterans are out there right now.
Yeah, I agree. Tell us real quick also what happens if we don't reach the goal. Obviously, we want to and spread positive thoughts, but what happens at the end of 42 days?
Well, the way Kickstarter works is if you don't make your goal, then we get nothing. All of the money goes back to all of the backers. So don't let that happen.
That's right. No, we need to fix that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'd like to do now, before we let you guys go, is we always ask our guests to give us a little sound bite. Just say your name. You're listening to the Variety Radio Online, and you can add anything else you want. And after that, I'm going to remind our listeners also about social media and Kickstarter.
Wonderful. Great. Well, I'm Charlie Dewey.
And I'm Matt Dallas.
And I'm Stephen Graham.
And you're listening to Variety Radio Online.
Thanks, you guys, so much for your time tonight. We're very excited to support you guys, and we'll do everything we can to keep pushing it forward. Listeners, anything else you guys want to say to the listeners?
Just that we love you all, and we ask you, please, just if anything, like help us spread the word and help us get it out there.
Yeah, no small modicum of time or energy or money donated to this project will be in vain. That's the way we're going to get there. So, yeah.
And just remember that every dollar counts.
Thanks, you guys, so much. I really enjoyed this and look forward to where this is headed.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Guys, I'm going to grab you real quick and take you into a screener room.
Thanks.
Before we let you guys go, just want to remind you, you're listening to the Variety Radio Online. You can go to our website. And at our website, you'll see the Kickstarter link. You'll see all of the guys, Matt, Stephen, and Charlie, their Twitter names, Twitter handle. They also have a Facebook. So I want you guys to know that there is all sorts of ways to support these guys. And, again, it doesn't matter if it's $1, $10, or $100. It's going to add up, and they only have, remember, you guys, they only have 42 days to get to meet their goal to get this movie off the ground. And all the fans that give $100 or more, there's different incentives they have set up at different levels. Some of them are even going to a screening with the guys there, and so you get to see the movie, talk to the guys, get a poster. I just think they've done some great jobs, too. You can spend $10,000 and go to Disneyland with all three of the guys. So I think there's some wonderful things you can do. I think one of them even suggested if you give $10,000, they'll go to the prom or on some kind of social event with you. So, hey, who wouldn't want one of these guys on their arm at their prom? So just look at the different ideas and see how you can give to support. Again, they're telling a unique story about veterans in our age group today, relevant, young. People are sacrificing their lives every day. We are still losing soldiers, and we want to let those soldiers know that when they come home, we love them, we support them, and thank them for what they're doing. Again, this is true to my heart, true to Amy's heart, that serving our country.
Very, very true to our heart.
Hey, babe. Yeah.
Hi. Sorry, I had to ask a question. But, yeah, I am so happy that Charlie, Stephen, and Matt are making this movie, are attempting to make this movie. Guys, please, I really want to see this movie. I have contacted, I don't know if you guys know, but Michelle and I both come from military families. Yes, we are military brats. And there's been so much going on. And most of the VRO listeners know that I lost my dad 2 months ago And this would be his movie. This would so be his type of movie.
It would.
So I really want to make this happen. And please, please back these guys. And like they said, you know, any amount helps. I know that, you know, they have thousands of followers on Twitter. I just, you know, each of those followers would give $10.
They'd meet their goals.
Yeah, they would meet their goals.
How amazing is that? But with all three of these guys and the different films from Twilight to Kyle XY, I probably just said that wrong, XYZ.
Kyle XY.
I did say it right.
Baby's Daddy.
Baby's Daddy, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, think of the things these guys have done. Their fans are huge. And if every fan that follows these guys on Twitter, like you said, gave $10, Amy, that's lunch money, right? Lunch money. They would meet their goals.
That is like two coffees at Starbucks. I mean, you can go 2 days without your cup of coffee.
And, again, they're, because this story is so different, that's what I'm so excited about. Again, I was just saying that it's young. It's heartfelt, and it's about what's really happening. I know several people that their sons are over there right now. One of them, my friend's son, just came back. He's stationed in San Diego. You know, they emotionally are going through so much. Even though we think we're not at war, we are at war right now, and these guys are 18, 19 years old going to fight for our country. And I think these guys are telling us such a different story. It's very exciting, very exciting.
And, you mean... I just can't. I can't talk about most of my story without crying.
Right.
So I'm not going to. But I really want to see this movie, and I believe if we all come together, we can make it happen. I mean, come on, Veronica Mars got 4 million in like a day.
I know,
they're
crazy.
Not asking for 4 billion. So we could definitely do this.
I think so, too. I think that, again, if the fans can come in and pitch in that $10, $50, I mean, you know, I'm going to start hitting up my friends for that $100 mark if I can, you know, and kind of say, hey, this is, you know, sacrifice a few months, a few Starbucks for a few months, and see if we can, you know, kind of hit that mark a couple of times. But there's so many listeners out there. And if you really, say you're only 18 years old and this really means a lot to you, like Ashley, our wonderful listener Ashley, she may only, you know, send in $5, send in a dollar just to let them know that you care. But, you know, it's about giving and supporting. And every single dollar, $10, $50, it's going to add up. And we're going to hit this goal in 41 days.
Yes. Actually, let's hit it tomorrow night.
Ah, Amy. I got to go to the bathroom. That's too fast. As Amy says tomorrow night. Okay, you guys. Did y'all hear it from the fabulous Amy? I did a great job in introing you. But anyway.
I mean, we can make it happen. You guys can make it happen.
It
you
is
really
the power of the fans. I do agree.
Okay, listen, let's just put it out there. If I had $10,000, and now I do have some credit cards, and this might happen. I had a 10-year high school reunion coming up. $10,000, I can have Matt Dallas be my date for that event.
What year is your high school reunion?
It's going to be our 10-year, Michelle.
I just had my 25th. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're old. I'm young. Still with it.
Oh, my goodness, that's crazy. But I agree with Amy. If you really – I mean, how cool would it be to have a prom date or someone escorting you to your class reunion, especially 10 years later, walk in with someone, you know, hot and nice and successful and hot on your arm? I mean, it'd be awesome. So I just think that, again, it's in the power of the fans. I mean, you guys spread the word. You guys can tweet – I mean, some of you guys can tweet way more than I can. I'm a young baby tweeter. I am
so new to Twitter. You should have seen. I gotta call you out, Michelle.
No!
I gotta call you
no,
out.
No, we're live. We're still doing our radio show.
We are
show.
So live,
no.
And I'm calling you out. So Michelle
Amy
is so
is
new to Twitter.
Lying.
She's so new to Twitter. I am at the bank, and, you know, I'm doing my stuff at the bank today, and I get all these text messages coming in, and I'm like, what is going on? And it says, oh, my gosh, you're having Stephen Amell on tonight. Why didn't you tell me? Blah, blah, blah. And why is he going to be with Charlie? And I'm like, what? So I go to Twitter, and Michelle.
I had a good heart. Good heart. Good intention.
Amell pops up.
truly good intentions. I meant to put Stephen Graham, and he actually doesn't have a Twitter handle, so that's the reason it kind of messed up.
You're going to get Twitter for Dummies.
Hey, I think I'm doing much better
than
I was.
You are.
But it was just a matter, I just typed in Steve, and Stephen Emil's Twitter handle came up. But I did take it down as quick as Amy texted me and said, we're not interviewing Stephen Emil. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what the heck?
Aaron doesn't air until October. Then we'll interview him.
We're going to interview him later. But
talking about interviews,
yeah.
We are going to come back in a couple of weeks. The boys are going to be back, Stephen, Charlie, and Matt. They're going to be back. And they will update everybody.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
We're going to have them on a couple of times through, you know, the 42 days. And then hopefully, what am I saying hopefully? It's going to happen. When they make the movie, we will have them back on for that, hopefully. And then after, we'll have them back on for that. And then we got to decide who our 50 friends are going to be.
Are going to our premiere, because we're going to do a premiere together. We're going to raise that, and we got to figure out who's those 50 people that's going to come to our premiere.
If you want to know the plan on how we're going to raise the $5,000 to get the private home screening, our theater screening, you can email at the VRO. No, I'm sorry. It's VRO at the VRO. And now Michelle and I, we're East Coast girls. I'm in North Carolina. Michelle is in Georgia. So if you're on the East Coast and you want to get involved with this, let's make it happen.
Absolutely.
You can Twitter us. You can Twitter us at the VRO. You can email us VRO. What is that freaking email? It's VRO at the VRO. com.
Or if it gets confusing, you can either Amy at the VRO or Michelle at the VRO.
Yes.
But VRO.
Mine's Amy McCracken at the VRO. By the way, I think Moreland and McCracken should be character names too.
Oh, we need to tell the boys that.
So we might need to jump that up to the 10,000.
Yeah, if we make it to 10,000, then can we have our name in the show?
Yeah, that's what we're for.
I'll even go for a side profile shot. I'm okay with that, too.
I don't like my side profile, so I won't do that.
Okay, just a quick
lob guys, out. We're just sitting here, and we're so excited. We are. I can't.
We're very excited.
Is that we're just now finding out. That's what
both of us.
Because both Michelle and I have been so busy, and we're like, why didn't we know about this sooner? Because I guess I don't pay attention to Twitter that much. When I get busy.
Oh no, we had lunch a year ago. I mean,
a year ago. It was just a couple of months ago we were having lunch with Charlie when he was on The Vampire Diaries. And
didn't talk about it. We didn't ask. We were kind of quiet. We were shy a little. But, we just didn't go into a lot of his, we really talked about mostly about Vampire Diaries and Twilight and what he was doing with Vampire Diaries. So we didn't necessarily go into any of his other projects, which we probably, if we would have asked, it was a short lunch, we probably would have gotten more detail. Again, before we hang up, I want to challenge. I still see people in our chat room. I know people are following us on Twitter, and people are going to come in here and listen to this and archive it. I want to challenge every single person who listens to this to try and go and at least pledge $10. My second challenge to every single person who's listening to this is to retweet it, repost it, tweet the boys, retweet it, send it, hashtag it to as many things that you think will pull an interest to get other people to support this. And if you're out there and you're in some kind of alumni group or veterans group or connected, say your father or brother is in some kind of group and you think that connection could support this project, by all means, reach out to them. And then you can let us know, and we'll let the boys know, hey, here's a different kind of connection that may pull in a big supporter. Because some of these, again, the $10 will add up, but if we can find some major supporters from some big groups, that obviously will help the boys get through this quicker and they're not as stressed. Because the sooner they hit their goal, then the sooner they can get started with the project and not be stressed the whole 42 days.
And the sooner I have a good movie to watch.
Absolutely.
So
again,
I can't find my wallet right
challenges.
Now. As soon as I find my wallet, I will donate that $10.
See, See, so challenge again. PR is called public relations, publicity. Get it out there, you guys. You fans have more power. Again, I think Amy mentioned the Veronica Mars power. I didn't even know what Veronica Mars was. I guess I'm too old. But anyway, the power of that movie or that person or whatever it is has that much power. This story has 10 times the power of emotions
this
and what they're bringing.
Yeah, this one is like, this touches
everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
I'm not going to watch Veronica Mars movie. Not that I won't support it, and I'm glad it's happening for fans, but I didn't watch it, so it's not one that I may not watch. But this veterans movie is so relevant. I'll watch it. Every single person can watch it. It's going to touch them somehow.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So. Well, Michelle.
Yes.
I have no idea where my wallet is. But since I found my wallet and my credit card,
$10. You're funny. We want to also tell the fans if they want to come back tomorrow night.
Yes. No.
No.
We will have someone on tomorrow night. Go ahead and tell them who we're going to have on. But it's going to be a tape. It's not going to be live.
Oh, thank you. My apologies. I apologize for. I did not ask Amy out loud ahead of time, so I apologize for that. Okay.
No, perfectly fine. It's going to be taped, but NBC has a new show called Camp, and if you've seen it, and I cannot pronounce his last name right now because, yeah, I can't, but his name is Tim, and he plays,
one of the main camp, no, you're welcome. He plays one of the main camp counselors.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a camp counselor. It's hilarious. It's funny.
It makes you want to go to camp.
I was fixing to say, it makes you think of either when you were a kid and you went to camp and all the trouble that camp caused, or the things that you wish you could go to camp now and cause trouble. No, I'm just teasing. So it's a really funny, lighthearted movie about going to camp. And so we're going to interview him tomorrow. It's going to be it will be closed, but you'll be able to archive it after tomorrow night. We'll post it, and we'll get that interview out for you guys. But also, Amy mentioned, we're going to re-interview these guys several times in the next 42 days. So you guys who are fans of Steve, or Stephen, Matt, or Charlie, you guys can come back, listen to their voices again, because I know it's fun listening to their voices. They all had a very, what can I say it, sexy voice?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And if you guys have any questions, too, about how you can help, say you're not quite sure, tonight what we said or how you really can plug in, or you don't understand Kickstarter, or you're not sure what to do, tweet or email either one of us. And, again, it's VRO@thevro.com.
VRO.
And we'll be glad to answer your question and see how we can help you think of ways or how you can support them. And, again, it's two challenges. Retweet it and support them at least with $10.
And if you want to follow Michelle and I on Twitter, I'm @AmyVRO. And Michelle, what is your Twitter name?
I am the Geeky Diva.
The Geeky Diva.
The Geeky Diva. And again, you guys bear with me. I am a little bit of, I'm not a virgin anymore on Twitter, but I would say I'm still a baby on Twitter, but I'm doing much better. So everybody have patience with me. I don't tweet. I don't have like 30,000 tweets like everybody else. I have like 2,000 tweets. Oh, no, I think I have like 13 more. I don't know.
Oh, Michelle, I love you. But
I love you too. So thanks, everyone, for listening tonight to the guys at Thunder Road, listening to the VRO. We're very excited about this project, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, thank you, guys. And the archives give us about 20 minutes, maybe. I've got to edit the beginning.
Okay.
I got to edit the beginning. But give us about 20 minutes. The archives will be up. Then you guys can tweet the interview and retweet Facebook, post the player on your website. Get the word about Thunder Road. I want to see this movie. Let's make it happen, fans.
Thanks, everyone.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here.
Fans and books, music and fiction. It's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Run to Old Navy right now to get 30 to 50% off all jeans and all sweaters for everyone in the family. Pair your favorite jeans with any of Old Navy's stylish sweaters and get 30 to 50% off from top to bottom. Every pair of jeans is on sale, including Old Navy Rockstar jeans, and so are the season's best sweaters. All jeans and all sweaters are 30 to 50% off, now at Old Navy or oldnavy.com. But you better hurry, this deal won't last. Run to Old Navy, valid 11-2 to 11-8.